there is also complete harmony in the way that our bones grow. Our brains begin growing right from infancy. Our skulls also start growing at the same time. If our skulls and brains grew at different rates, and our skulls were small, while our brains were large, then we could not live. But no such thing actually happens. Our skulls grow until we reach a certain age, together with our brains, and protect our brains. Fine, but why is it that our bones, which develop in proportion to our ages, stop growing once they reach a particular size? What would happen if they kept growing? For example, if the bones that make up our rib cages did not stop growing once they had attained a certain size, then our bodies would be much less aesthetic than they actually are. Yet, thanks to the careful working of our bone cells, no such thing ever happens. Isn't that amazing? I was amazed too when I first heard about it. Can a bone cell possess enough information to be able to do all these things? How does it know when and where to grow or stop growing? How is it that although all the bones in our bodies consist of the same bone cells, some are very flexible, while others are quite rigid? How do different bones know that they have to make up our hands? How is it that the bones that comprise our arms, legs, and fingers grow to the same size on both sides of our bodies? These are all questions we need to ask ourselves in order to better understand the perfection in our bodies. It is absolutely impossible to claim that all these things happen by chance. The cells of which we are made cannot take such decisions themselves. These things are all part of the artistry of God, who created us in the finest way. In one verse of the Quran, he tells us, "Look at the bones, how we raise them up and clothe them in flesh." The importance of water to us. Much of the earth is covered in water. The seas and oceans make up 3/4 of the earth's surface. And there are countless lakes and rivers on the land. The snow that covers the peaks of high mountains is water in frozen form. A large part of the earth's water is also up in the air. Every cloud contains thousands of tons of water. Ahmad, don't sit so close to the television. You'll damage your eyes. There is also a certain amount of water vapor in the air we breathe. Water makes up around 70% of our bodies. There is more water than anything else in our cells. Even the blood that runs through our bodies consists largely of water. In other words, life without water is impossible, friends. Water, which is the foundation of life, has been created for life in all its aspects. Let us now have a look at some of the properties of water. All substances in the world are denser in solid form than they are as liquids, all apart from water. As every other substance, water shrinks as it cools down to 4 degrees Celsius, after which, however, unlike all others, it begins expanding. As it becomes ice, it expands to a considerable extent. That means that water in its solid state is less dense than water in liquid form. In other words, according to the laws of physics, ice should have been heavier than water, but it is actually lighter. This amazing state of affairs has a very important result. Ice floats on water. This, in turn, has its own important consequences. Winter temperatures drop below zero in many parts of the world. This naturally affects the seas and lakes. Water freezes when it reaches 0 degrees Celsius. But this freezing only happens on the surface. A 4 degrees Celsius layer of water beneath the surface is enough to keep fish and other creatures that live in the water alive. Ice transmits very little of the cold in the air to the layer underneath it.
Thus, even if the air temperature falls to as low as minus 50 degrees Celsius, the ice layer on the surface of the sea goes down no more than 1 or 2 meters.
Seals, bears, and other polar animals are thus able to make holes in the ice and reach the open sea. What would happen if this was not the case and ice sank to the bottom? In that case, the oceans, the seas, and the lakes would begin freezing from the bottom up. Since there would be no layer of ice to keep out the cold from above, freezing would continue upwards. Many of the lakes, seas, and oceans on Earth would, therefore, turn into solid blocks of ice. All that would be left would be a layer of water just a few meters thick on the surface. And even if air temperatures rose, the ice at the bottom would never melt. Nothing could, therefore, live in the Earth's seas. The absence of life in the seas would affect the balances in the world, and life on land would also be impossible. If water behaved like other liquids, the Earth would be a dead planet. But thankfully it doesn't. The fact is that thanks to God's might and flawless creation, our Earth is a planet filled with life. Other properties of water also play an important role in the Earth having a moderate and balanced climate. Thanks to the molecular properties of water, the seas heat up and cool down much slower than the land. This means that on land there can be a temperature difference of up to 140 degrees between the hottest places and the coldest, while the temperature difference in the sea ranges at most from 15 to 20 degrees Celsius. The same thing applies to the temperature difference between day and night. The difference between day and night can be as high as 20 to 30 degrees in dry climates, while it is no more than a few degrees in the sea. Thanks to the thermal characteristics of water, the difference in temperature between winter and summer, or day and night, remains within limits that all life forms can tolerate.